This article is brought to you by the best-selling book say Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How women can open conversations without triggering the wrong first impression. The icebreaker system that earns respect before you say your second sentence. In short, conversation icebreakers for women carry a hidden risk that most advice ignores. The same opener that reads as confident from one person can read as too eager, too soft, or too much from another. The fix is not to be less yourself. It is to be more deliberate about how you start. The best icebreakers are specific, brief, and about the other person first. Delivery matters as much as the words. Pace, pause, and posture shape the impression before the sentence ends. A short preparation habit before any interaction closes the gap between what you intend to communicate and what the room actually receives. Definition: conversation icebreakers for women are intentional opening lines or questions designed to start a professional or social interaction with both warmth and credibility. Used well, they build rapport quickly, signal social confidence, and set the tone for everything that follows. She walked into the client meeting 2 minutes early, ready with a solid opener. Something light, something warm. "I love your office space," she said to the senior partner. He nodded once, turned to the man beside her, and launched into the agenda. She spent the next hour recovering ground she should never have needed to recover. The icebreaker had landed wrong, not because it was a bad line, but because she had not thought through how it would be received by this particular person in this particular context. This is a quiet difficulty with icebreakers for women in professional settings. The mechanics of a good opener are the same for everyone. Be specific, be brief, invite a response, read the room, but the reception is not equal. The same words carry different weight depending on who says them and to whom. Knowing this is not a reason for caution. It is a reason to prepare. What follows is a working process, not a list of suggested topics. A real system you can use tomorrow morning. Why starting the conversation is genuinely harder than it looks. Most advice on icebreakers treats the problem as a vocabulary issue. Find the right question. Avoid the wrong topic. Smile. But for women in professional contexts, the challenge runs deeper than word choice. There is a perception gap at work in almost every opening exchange. Too warm, and you risk being read as eager or frivolous. Too direct, and the same room that would respect a man for it can label you as abrasive. This is not fair. It is, however, real, and any icebreaker system worth using has to account for it. The double bind is most acute in the first 30 seconds. That is, with tone, posture, and phrasing combined to form an impression that is genuinely hard to reverse. I have watched confident, capable women lose the room in the very first line, not through bad content, but through framing that accidentally broadcast the wrong signal. The goal of the process below is to close that gap, not by asking you to perform a version of yourself that is smaller or larger than reality. By giving you a clear method to open with both warmth and credibility, together, from the first word. What you need before you start. Preparing the ground. The biggest mistake people make with icebreakers is treating them as improvised. They are not. Or rather, the best ones only feel improvised. Before any interaction where you need to open well, do three things. First, know who you are talking to. Even 30 seconds of context changes everything. Their role, their background, something they said in a recent meeting. This gives you something real to work with. Second, decide your intention. Are you opening this conversation to build rapport, to establish credibility, or to move quickly toward a task? The right icebreaker for each is different. Third, check your delivery default. If you tend to overexplain when nervous, plan to stop after one sentence. If you tend to go flat under pressure, add a specific detail that naturally brings warmth. You do not need a script. You need a direction. The six-step icebreaker process. Step 1. Anchor to the shared reality. Start with something both of you are actually experiencing in that moment. The room, the meeting, the event, the topic at hand. This grounds the opener in the present rather than making it feel rehearsed. The reason this works is simple. It removes the risk of misfiring on a personal detail you may have wrong. It also signals situational awareness, which is one of the fastest credibility markers available to you. Example: this room is warmer than I expected. Have you been in here long? Is far more powerful than it sounds. It is real, it is immediate, and it invites a brief, easy response. Step 2. Make the first question about them. After your anchor, Ask one question about the other person. Not personal. Not invasive. Professionally oriented and specific to context. What brought you to this event? Are you working on the implementation side of this project? Or more the planning end? Both open a conversation without centering you. This matters because a question directed outward signals confidence. It says, I am interested in you, not performing for you. If you need a word-for-word script to start with, say it right every time for women offers ready-to-use frameworks built specifically for high-stakes openers, including a full breakdown of how the perception gap affects these first exchanges and how to account for it without shrinking your presence. Step 3. Give a one-sentence response, then return. When they answer, your job is to respond in one sentence and then hand the conversation back. This is where many people get into trouble. They hear a response, feel relieved that something is working, and start talking. Too much. For too long. Restraint here is a sign of strength. Not silence. Restraint. One clear, engaged response, then a follow-up question or a pause that invites them to continue. Example. They say they have been working on the planning side for 6 months. You say, 6 months is long enough to have seen all the surprises. What has been the biggest shift from what you originally expected? That is it. You have shown genuine interest, demonstrated that you listened, and kept the momentum with them. Step 4. Use their name once. At some point in the first 2 minutes, use their name once. This is a small act with a large effect. It signals that you registered them as an individual, not a role or a room to be managed. Once is enough. Twice starts to feel calculated. The placement matters to use it when you are making a point that connects directly to something they said, not at the start of a sentence as a greeting device. That is a real challenge, Sarah, especially when the timelines keep moving lands differently than Sarah. I know what you mean. The first feels connected. The second feels like a sales technique. Step 5. Bridge to substance without rushing. At some point, the icebreaker needs to give way to the actual purpose of the interaction. This transition is where many people either rush or stall. The bridge works best when it is linked to something they just said. Do not treat the icebreaker as a separate module to be closed before business begins. Let it flow naturally into the work. Given what you said about the planning phase, I'm curious how that connects to what we are here to discuss today is a clean bridge. It honors the conversation you just had. Moves forward with purpose and positions you as someone who connects ideas rather than just exchanging pleasantries. For effective icebreakers in team meeting contexts, this bridge step is especially important because the room is waiting and the transition needs to serve the whole group, not just one exchange. Step 6. Read the response and adjust. Every icebreaker is an experiment. You set something in motion and then watch what happens. The final step in this process is the one most people skip, genuinely reading the response and adjusting in real time. If they responded briefly and turned toward their notes, they're not a conversation opener kind of person right now. Move on. If they responded with energy and a follow-up question of their own, you have traction. Stay with it a moment longer before stepping into business. This skill, reading and adjusting, is what separates a practitioner from someone following a script. It takes practice. You build it by treating every conversation as information, not performance. Adapting the process for virtual settings. In a video meeting, the icebreaker problem compounds. You cannot read body language with the same ease. Sound quality flattens tone. Silences feel longer than they are. And if you're not the one running the meeting, the window for an opener can close before you find it. The anchor in step one must work without physical shared space. Reference something visible and real: the meeting platform, a recent shared document, the topic on the agenda. I noticed the agenda has 3 big items. Are we expecting to get through all of them today? Is a clean, confident opener that works in virtual rooms. It is practical, it invites engagement, and it establishes you as someone who has read the material. Hosting an engaging virtual meeting requires exactly this kind of deliberate opening, because the absence of physical presence means the words carry more weight, not less. Humor is worth approaching carefully in virtual contexts. What lands in a room can misfire through a screen. If you're going to use it, keep it observational, keep it brief, and read the chat response or facial reactions within 3 seconds. If nothing comes back, move on without dwelling on it. For a fuller view of how tone and timing affect this balance, how humor can ease workplace tension, when used right is worth your time. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books they write every time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where icebreakers go wrong. These are the four errors I have watched capable women make again and again. I have made most of them myself, in different contexts, at different stages of my life. The mistake. Opening with an apology or qualify sorry to interrupt, I just wanted to quickly ask. Why it happens? It feels polite. It signals social awareness. What to do instead? Start with the opener itself. If you need to acknowledge the moment, say I want to ask you something before we begin, and then ask it. No apology required. The mistake. Making the first topic about yourself. Why it happens. Sharing feels like connecting. In an icebreaker, it backfires. What to do instead? Lead with a question or an observation about them, or the shared context. You can share shortly after. Not first. The mistake. Choosing a topic that is too personal, too soon. Why it happens. Personal questions feel warm and human. Too early, they feel invasive. What to do instead? Stay in the professional context for the first exchange. Family, health, and personal opinions are earned territory, not opening territory. The mistake. Over-explaining the icebreaker itself, I always find it helps to get to know people a little before jumping into things, so I thought I would say hello. Why it happens. Anxiety about being judged as frivolous prompt justification. What to do instead? Just do the icebreaker. The explanation undermines the very confidence you are trying to project. The Say It Right Every Time for Women framework on strategic positioning addresses this directly. Framing your conversational role before you speak shapes how everything you say is received. The icebreaker is not small talk that happens before the real work. It is the first strategic move of the conversation. Understanding the role of communication in meeting success reinforces this. The opener sets the register for everything that follows, including how much authority the room assigns to you when you shift to substance. Your pre-conversation icebreaker checklist. Run through this before any interaction where you need to open well. It takes under 2 minutes. Number 1. Know one real thing about this person. Their role, a recent project, something they said publicly. 1 is enough. Number 2. Decide your intention. Rapport, credibility, or task momentum. Each needs a different opener. Number 3. Prepare your anchor. What is the shared reality of this moment you can refer to? Number 4. Draft your first question. Make it about them. Make it specific. Make it answerable in under a minute. Number 5. Check your qualify habit. Remove just, sorry, and quickly from your planned opener. Number 6. Prepare your bridge. Know how you will connect the opener to the real purpose of the conversation. Number 7. Decide what done looks like. How will you know the icebreaker has done its job and it is time to move? If you manage communication routines for remote teams, this checklist adapts well to team-wide practice. When everyone opens with clarity and intention, the culture of connection compounds. The first impression that lasts. The icebreaker is not a throwaway moment. It is the sentence the room uses to calibrate how to receive everything you say next. Get it right, and you earn presence before you have made a single argument. Get it wrong, and you spend the first 10 minutes of the real conversation recovering. Email greetings that make the right impression follow the same logic in written form. The first line shapes the read, and a strong opener signals that what follows is worth attention. The same principle applies face to face, only faster. The good news is that this is a skill. You build it the same way you build any skill, through deliberate practice, honest assessment, and the courage to adjust what is not working. I have seen people transform the way they enter rooms over a single month of focused attention on their openers. Start with one interaction this week. Prepare the anchor. Lead with a question about them. Use their name once. Bridge to substance when the moment is right. That is the whole system. Conversation icebreakers for women are not a mystery to be solved. They are a practice to be built, one conversation at a time. For anyone preparing a high-stakes interaction, whether a leadership introduction, a first client meeting, or a team you're joining mid-project, running productive meetings that do not waste time is a natural companion to this process. Getting the opener right is where productive conversations begin. Frequently asked questions. What are conversation icebreakers for women in professional settings? Conversation icebreakers for women are deliberate opening lines or questions used to start a professional interaction with warmth and credibility. The best ones are brief, specific to context, invite a short response, and avoid triggering bias around tone or social role expectations. Why do icebreakers feel harder for women than for men? Women face a double bind when opening conversations too warm and they are seen as soft, too direct, and they are seen as aggressive. This perception gap means the same icebreaker that sounds confident from a man can read as pushy from a woman, requiring a calibrated approach. How do you open a conversation without sounding rehearsed? Choose an icebreaker grounded in the real moment, something you genuinely noticed, a specific detail about the setting, or a real question about the other person. When the opener comes from your actual observation, rather than a memorized script, it sounds natural because it is natural. What makes an icebreaker trigger the wrong first impression? Icebreakers go wrong when they are too personal too quickly, too self-focused, or delivered with apologetic framing. Phrases like sorry, to interrupt, or I just wanted to ask signal low status before the conversation begins. Starting with the other person instead of yourself avoids this instantly. How do conversation icebreakers for women work differently in virtual meetings? In virtual settings, icebreakers must be more deliberate because social cues are harder to read. Arriving early, using the person's name, and referencing something visible or recent about the meeting itself are the safest openers. Humor requires more caution online because tone is compressed and misread more easily. Can you use humor as an icebreaker at work? Yes, but with precision. Self-aware observational humor about the shared situation is safer than wit aimed at anyone in the room. The goal is to lower tension, not perform. Keep it brief, read the response quickly, and move on whether they laugh or not. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.